In the Parsha Vayetze, you have Vayetze Yaakov Beersheva. Rashi quotes that when a tzaddik leaves a city, he leaves an imprint on the city. Now, as I said, it's hard to rate the Avos, but the Medrash says that Yaakov was the Bechir Shabavos. Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Shmos. There are four Mara Makomos where the Medrash calls Yaakov a tzaddik. This is the first one, when a tzaddik leaves a city. Number two is, the Gemara says in Chulin, the stones fought as to which stone would be the pillow for Yaakov Avinu's head. Alai yaniach es atzadik azeh. Gemara Chulin, I think it's Daf Sadi Aleph. The Gemara, six flat later in Chulin, Daf Sadi Zion says that Yaakov went back for the Pachim Ketanim. The Gemara says, Mikam, we learn from here that a tzaddik, his mammon, is more chashuv to him than his own goof. He endangered himself. He wanted the money so he could do chesed with him, give staka. It says a tzaddik, calls him a tzaddik. And number four, Mara Makom, is the Rambam. The last Raman of Aschir's poem says, if you're an employee, you have to make sure that you don't waste time, because wasting time is stealing. And there's no one who had a worse boss in the world than Yaakov. Lavan was the worst boss, and he still did not want waste any time. And you look up that Rambam; it's in Sefer Mishpat. Mechasirus Poli calls him Yaakov Hatzadik. Four Maramakimus, three Gemaras guys, and a Rambam, where we call Yaakov Tzadik. And I want to amplify it even more. The Kli Yakar asks, "You think Avram and Yitzchak never left cities? Of course they left cities. Why is this only said about Yaakov?" Because Yaakov left the place where Yitzchak was. All the place where Avram Yitzchak, there were no tzaddikim in the city. So obviously their imprint was felt. But Yaakov left the place where there were already tzaddikim there, and still the imprint was felt. This was the madreig of Yaakov. This was the greatness of Yaakov. And the Gemara says that Avos, Avram, and then we assume Yitzchak and Yaakov, they don't call it Torah Kulu. So the Chasam Sofer points out, and this is what I want to suggest, before the Chasam Sofer, Shachris and Minchar HaAchova, Ma'ariv is a what? Is a Rishus. Why would the Bechir Shabbos be Misak and Ma'ariv? Why would he be Misak and Ma'ariv? Do you know the Gemara Brachos? Everyone's familiar with that. Is Tefillah Keneged Avos or Keneged Arbonos? Right? If it's Keneged Avos, Avram is Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Chova. All of a sudden, Yaakov is a Rishus? All the Gedol HaKhonim are bothered by that Kasha. So one answer is, well, if you hold Avos, maybe Ma'ariv is a Chova. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Ma'ariv is a Chova. Second answer is, he intended that Daving Mincha, and Hashem set the sun. So therefore, it can't be Ma'ariv obligatory. Because he really intended only on Daving Mincha. And number three is, he was really putter from Daving. It was a Makom Sakana. He davened of Zechumra. So how can that be a Takana L'Dairis? But I want to suggest something else. This was his greatness. That he always did something over above the letter of the law. We Paskin Ma'ariv is a, you know, it became accepted upon us, the Bahag, the Ma'ariv is obligatory. No one can say, oh, I'm not in the mood to daven Ma'ariv, I don't daven. Tosfos says only if it's against the mitzvah. We always daven Ma'ariv. The Bahag says Shulchan Aruch accepted upon him. We accepted upon ourselves, we daven Ma'ariv. But in Lomdus, that's exactly the godless of Yaakov. Yaakov, it's never enough. Striving for more to make sure you do another davening. And when it came to observance of mitzvahs, he did all the mitzvahs. Except when he went to Chutz La'aretz, he married two sisters, the Ramban says in our Parsha. But when he tells, when Hashem tells him, Yaakov, it's in our Parsha, it's time for you to go back there to Israel. What does he say? He consults with them. It's a pella. Someone, if Hashem tells you to do something, consult with someone about it? That's one kasha of Chasam Sofer. Number two, what did they respond back to him? They say, don't worry, we're nachrios. We're nachrios. It's like apples and oranges. What's going on with this dialogue? Yaakov, Hashem tells Yaakov, go back there to Israel. He consults with them, and they say to him, don't worry, we're strangers. What do you mean we're strangers? Listen to this Chasam Sofer. He says like this. Yaakov had a dilemma. He says to his two wives, when I go back, I'm going to have to divorce one of you two. Because when I go back there, so I have to fulfill all the dinim. They say back to him, like the Orachim, like the Chedusha Re'im, don't worry, we're not sisters. We converted. Gersh Niskar Kekat Shinoladami. We're strangers, so we can still remain married to you. Isn't that a beautiful pshat? That was the dialogue, says the Chasam Sofer. The truth is, the Orachim HaKadosh says they only did mitzvahs when they could. When it was impossible, it was impossible. It's like an Eina Mitzvah V'Osa. That's what the Orachim HaKadosh says. That's his answer. But the truth is, what I want to bring out here is that this was the godless of Yaakov and Tzadik. He wanted to make sure everything was done right through Yashrus. And the truth is that the Gemara actually says in Brachas, you know the whole shaila about Ma'ariv? You know those Machloikas back and forth with Gamliel Rabbi Shua? The Gemara identifies who the Talmud was. It was Rabbi Shua and Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said that Meir, who was cholik on Rav Gamliel. He said Meir was Rishus. Rav Gamliel said it was a chova. Why'd they have to identify who the Talmud was? And number two is, why'd they have to identify the Talmud as number two? Rabbi Yeshua, when they asked him, he said, I never said such a thing. The answer says, in the Mizmor, the Mitzudas David says the following terrors. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Tarasom Naso. He's plucked from davening. So when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him the Shiloh, Rabbi Yeshua said Meir was Rishus for him. But for Gans Klal Yisrael, it was a Chova. So what I want to bring out here is that Yaakov Avinu did everything as a tzaddik. He wanted to try to do everything. And Meir, even though it was Rishus, that's made him the Bechir Shabbos. He made him the Bechir Shabbos. You know, on Tfilas Geshem, do you remember we say that he rolled off the stone? What does rolling off the stone have to do with anything? Because whenever he did chesed, he did everything sincerely. A lot of times we do chesed because we want something back. You do chesed for the right reasons. And it can last for l'dorei doros. During Tfilas HaGeshem we mentioned. Because he rolled off the stone off the bear. Oh. So this brings us to the following. You know, the Talmud Torah that we do has to refine us. We have to become better people. And the truth is in the Parsha, this is clearly seen very, very strongly. How is it clearly seen very strongly? Because the gezel that was done, what was the meaning? The trophin. She wanted her father to stop. What was the terrible punishment? Terrible punishment. Right. She had a terrible punishment. She meant the right thing. Doesn't mean it's through Gnade, it's not acceptable. Why does Yaakov Avinu give Musar to the, you know, Yaakov Avinu, the beginning of the parsha, gives Musar to the shepherds? They're taking a 5-hour lunch break. What business of it is his? What business of it is his? You know what the Sforno says? It is his business. He couldn't stand people stealing. Couldn't stand it. Everything had to be done in the Asher's way. And Rachel is given the simonim. She gives the simonim because she did it for the right reasons. She did it for the right reasons. The Gemara calls that sneis, actually, in Megillah. Sneis is that she what? She was sanua. We always think of sneis dressing, well, or dressing in a modest way, but it means also that she was sanua. Why is that sneis? She gave simonim because, in a sense, she was what? Downplaying herself. And she did it sincerely. And when we have the Churban Beis HaMikdash and all the avos and the imamos are crying to Hashem, who does Hashem answer? Rachel. Rachel. She was mevak al baneha. Because she did it in the most sincere way. And we find Reb Pinchas ben Yair, the Yushami says, is walking on the way, and the river splits. So one of the Talmidim says, can that happen for me? He says that only if you make sure you never hurt anyone. You never damage anyone. You never insult anyone. The Talmud Torah that we engross ourselves in has to refine our midas. That's what Yaakov Avinu, Ish Tam Yoshev, all in though, it personified him in all areas. He was Ish Emes in all areas. He couldn't stand the Geneva. Reuven, why is Reuven Geneva Yarden? Because Reuven, when he took the mandrakes, you know, to give to his mother, it wasn't from stolen property. Why did Reuven settle in Eva Yarden? Because they were afraid if we take something there, so our animals will go to other places and they'll steal. You know, the Ram has harchakas for Gezel. You got to be yosher. You got to be yosher. That's what Yaakovina represents. Emes. You know, guys ask me sometimes about the cheating. You can't be involved in it at all. Forget about it. So you get a B, you get a C. What's the difference? You can get up in the morning and look yourself in the mirror. And I'm not saying that you always have to be what? I'm not saying that, you know, I know it's uncomfortable to say something. But maybe if you get a chance, do you have to totally say, you know, it's not my thing that I have to say anything to someone? Okay, I understand you want to do that most of the time, but maybe if you have the opportunity where you're alone with a guy, you know, and no one else is there, and he's a fellow you have a relationship with, you could say, you know, man, what's going on with this? You know, this is not right. That's not Bnei Yaakov. That's not a feeling of Bnei Yaakov. You know, lavan is the same words as novel, a novel b'shus ha'tayr. A guy who does that is a novel b'shus ha'tayr. It's not right. It's not acceptable. And you have to be strong about it. Now, I'm not saying you have to be, and that's why the Ram has harchakas. You can't steal as a joke. The Ram has all these harchakas about Gezel in a most serious way. And Rabbeinu Chananel has the Gemara Masechet, Asher and Misha Bo'olakan, the Talmud of Biyado and Shamayim. They say, happy is the man who came to Shamayim and has his learning in his pocket, but his Maisim match his learning. Rabbeinu Chananel Masechet Dafnun. His Maisim match his learning. That's what Yaakov and you guys brought to the table. That's what he brings to the table. You know, to the degree, every Nakuda, Eliphaz was directed to kill Yaakov Avinu. What happens? Eliphaz running. He gets to Yaakov. He says, Yaakov says to him, what are you going to do? You had a tzivui. You know, if you're told by your parents to do an Aveira, I'm going to leave them to listen. It's a Gemara. Don't keep it out of hand. They tell you to do an Aveira. Yaakov Avinu doesn't say that to Eliphaz. He says, oh, you're mechuyev to kill me. So what does he say? He does a pilpul. He says, take all my cash and all these kemes. To that degree, Yaakov. Zagan achidish. Everything, Yaakov. You could have just said it's no tzivui. No. He says, oh, you commanded to kill me? Here, take all my cash, I'll be kemes. And in that way, you killed me. That's what Yaakov Avinu. That's why it's the Bechir Shabbos. Myriv. He can't stand Exela. Even with Lavan, when Lavan's running after Yaakov, he gets there in a minute because the truffles were stolen. It was not right to steal, even though it was a Vodazara. That's what Pinchas Ben Yair said. You know, that there's a story with the Chafetz Chaim. Did I ever tell you that story? It was a Talmud of Einstein. And he was a brilliant genius. And for many, many decades when he was here, he was always, you know, he's a brilliant fellow, always maybe going off the derech, all the time. Always pilpling himself, but he never did. So someone asked him once, why didn't you go off the derech? He said, I was once waiting for a bechina in Raden by the Chofetz Chaim, and there were guys lined up, and he had to sleep in the, because he was going to have his bechina the next day, he slept in the house, and there was no blankets. So remember, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, he's sitting there, very cold, Chofetz Chaim took his long trench coat, and put his trench coat on him, and put him for it to be the blanket. And he said it was that trench coat of Chofetz Chaim that always kept him on the derech. That's important, guys. It wasn't the Taisus. It should be. Taisus, it could do it, maybe. Sometimes. Taisus could be a Rambam. But it's also that chesed. It's a package deal. The Torah has to refine you, your personality, to become a good person, to help people, to be yosher in all areas. And you can't say, oh, this is for the right. Someone suggested this far, you can learn more. Come on, are you kidding me? You can learn more? Cheat because you can learn more? I can't even believe it. I couldn't believe it. Cheat because you can learn more? You got to be kidding me. That's not Bnei Yaakov. So we have to remember that. You do the best you can. And I know it's hard. You do the best you can. But believe me, Hashem will reward you. So you get a B or a C because, okay, I got C's in college. Not proud of it, but I must say, I got a C. You got a C? Yeah, I got one C. Okay, maybe two. I don't even know how to remember. It won't affect your life, okay? Will not affect your life at all. What will affect your life in the Latov is that you feel good about it. You wake up in the morning. You did the best you can. And really, maybe. I'm not saying to be holy out of doubt. Of course, you can't be. You're not Moser on people. That's an Isser. You don't tell on people. But if you have the opportunity maybe to talk to the guy alone, no one's around, say, you know, what are you doing that for? What's it all about? Maybe we shouldn't totally close the door on that and have a conversation with a chaver sometimes to be able to help that. And maybe it'll help. I want to just close. It's late, but I just want to close with one story. Many years ago, the old building, where before this building was built, it was a Thursday. And we finished here, so I wanted to treat myself. It was Thursday. So they have the machines. I think they still have the machines, so I got a Snapple. So I'm getting the Snapple. And one of the guys, I don't know who he is to this day, one of the guys takes out the garbage. You know how sometimes they leave garbage bags on the bottom of the garbage so that the workers will have... He takes out the thing, and he takes out a bag for his laundry. And I say to him, that's the yeshiva's bags. Do they allow that? No, maybe that's a shiloh of gezel. And he turned to me and said, you know what? I don't know his name. He said, Rebbe, maybe you're right. I said, I think I am right. I think maybe ask him permission. I said, ask him permission, but until then, I don't think it's right. And next week, I still don't know his name. He came over and he thanked me. There's little things also we've got to try to be makpid on. Little things also, because the signet of Hashem is emes. So, titen emes liyakov, that's what Yaakov is for us. We'll follow that position. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. I'm proud of everybody who took the machina, and then we'll